Good morning to you all. Been really blessed to be here. Just enjoy singing with you all. This morning, my thoughts went to the today being Christmas and think of what they say when Jesus was born. So my thoughts went to the birth of Jesus, and I just want to just draw some things from that, maybe read about Jesus' life when Jesus was born, and then maybe share a little bit of where he came from, where in heaven, and then about him coming to lowly earth and why he came to earth. And so I might start first in Luke chapter 1, verse 26-35. Sorry. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I also want to read a little about in Luke 2, chapter 2, verse maybe 1 to 20. A little bit there. About his birth. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And the taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they heard it wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. So, I just found it interesting to read through that again. And just that, how he said not to fear, and they were excited about this, the angels, about Jesus being born. And it was, you know, I just had to think how excited we were about him, about all that he's done for us. And he became flesh and dwelt among us. May it bring us joy to our hearts to think of Jesus humbling himself to come to men. And then I had to think of, it was, Jesus was God made flesh. And I just had to want to go through some things here, where he came from. In John 1 verse 3, you might read that, 1 to 3, there's a, it talks, says a little bit there about where he came from. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I think that word's talking about Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So here, see here that he was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Then there's a verse in John 17:5. Says, he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So here it's showing, we can see that he had glory before the world was, obviously. So I wanted to read a little bit from Revelations 19:11-16. It says, look at this little picture there. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That's where I seems to be talking of Jesus here. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, and white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he shall smite the nations. And he shall rule with a rod of iron, and he shall tread the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This to me appears to be Jesus, since it calls him the Word of God. Here, there's a verse in Exodus. In John 5:58 says, Jesus himself calls himself God, basically. Says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he before Abraham was, I am. So it's showing that he was before he was born on earth. And then I want to read in a little bit about when he came to earth. So in John 1:14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So he was made flesh, And he humbled himself, came to earth. And it's amazing to think of this great God doing, thinking of us. Philippians 2, 5 and 7. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He was willing to humble himself so as to become of no reputation in the light of who he was. Luke 24:15 and 16. Two verses there I'd like to read. And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, and their eyes were holden, and they should not know him. Here, I just noticed that here Jesus was among men, and he was just like common men. He wasn't anything outstanding, but he was just. They even here in this happening here, they didn't even realize who he was. They just thought he was this common man. And so he not only came to earth, but he didn't come as a king or anything great. He just was this humble, lowly man. And just amazes me. And then I thought also of why he came to earth. And I have some 4 points here. He came to make a better covenant with better promises. It was the first one. And I have a verse for that in Hebrews 8:6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of better covenant, which was established upon better promises. And he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. And then I have also, he came to set an example for us. It says in John 13:15. It says, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. Here it's speaking of the communion, but I believe that's for his whole, could take that for his whole life. That we should do as he have done. And also have a few other verses. And he also came to bring salvation. In Hebrews 2:14-18. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, which is us, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. So here we see he came and overcame the powers of death and to succor those that are tempted. He came and overcame those things. And also in Hebrews 9:13-14. For speaking of Jesus' death, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So here it's just showing how sure it is that God's blood can cleanse us from sin and whatever sin and things. And I think I have one more verse in Hebrews 10:19-22. I think having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. The veil has been rent, and we can come boldly before him by the blood of Jesus. Then the last point was about why Christ came, was to empower us by his Holy Spirit. And we go to Acts 1:7-8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We don't need to worry about the times and seasons, but we shall receive power to live out what God has just set in place by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was not given until Jesus was glorified. It takes the Holy Spirit in our lives to live out the righteousness that God desires. It cannot be done in the flesh. Christ has given us such a glorious gospel, so may we not neglect so great a salvation. May we be thankful that God cared so much for us that he sent his Son to give us abundant life. So I have. Thank you for listening.